Chapter 2, Operational Environment and Threats. This chapter begins with an overview of the OE. Next, the chapter discusses the strategic threats in the OE related to global MD. A discussion of the challenges of BMD follows. The chapter concludes with a discussion of projected threat ballistic missile trends. Also addressed in this chapter are physical threats from different domains to the missile site, along with the potential of irregular threats posed by opponents employing unconventional means to counter traditional United States advantages. The operational environment. A critical challenge for commanders, staffs, and unified action partners is creating shared understanding of their OE, an operation's purpose, problems, and approaches to solving problems, ADP 6.0. A thorough staff-led mission analysis is essential to gaining a shared understanding of the OE. An operational environment is a composite of the conditions, circumstances, and influences that affect the employment of capabilities and bear on the decisions of the commander, JP3O. An OE includes five domains: air, land, maritime, space, and cyberspace, represented through three dimensions: human, physical, and information, and are analyzed using operational variables and mission variables. An OE for any specific operation includes isolated conditions of interacting variables that exist within a specific theater. The OE also addresses interconnected influences from regional perspectives, such as political and economic influences that impact conditions and operations. Defining the OE results in the identification of significant threat characteristics which may affect friendly, neutral, and enemy operations. An OE is neither domain-specific nor a service component. However, there are domain-centric considerations that contribute to an overall OE understanding. While the operational and mission variables are most effective when fully and holistically integrated into mission planning, it is often necessary to isolate a specific capability, such as missile warning and the associated actions of BMD, to determine what operational and mission variables are critical and how they may be integrated into the larger battlefield OE. Such a focus is necessary when developing the most effective defense design possible. Commanders should seek opportunities for exploiting success. As the OE changes, continuous analysis of both operational and mission variables help reveal opportunities, such as greater cooperation among the local population from shared BMD protection of a town, or the ability to advance forces along a previously unsecured route. To exploit opportunities successfully, commanders and staffs should thoroughly understand and appreciate the application of the operational and mission variables. When viewing an OE, it is important to take a holistic approach and identify friendly, neutral, and hostile actors, their intent, ballistic missile capabilities, and friendly BMD. An OE includes the interacting variables within a specific theater as well as connected regional and worldwide influences, such as politics and economics. Each commander's OE is a subset of a higher commander's OE. This is particularly applicable of the capabilities that support global MD due to its reach and tactical impact. Operational variables. The OE is described in terms of 8 operational variables. The operational variables are fundamental to developing a comprehensive understanding of an OE. Analysis using the operational variables provides relevant information that senior commanders use to understand, visualize, and describe the OE. Operational variables are those aspects of the OE which differ from one operational area to another and affect operations. Operational variables describe both the military aspects of an OE and the population's influence on it. They help improve situational understanding. The operational variables are political, military, economic, social, information, infrastructure, physical environment, and time, known as PMECPT. Analysis of the broad aspects of the OE in terms of the operational variables provides relevant information to senior commanders and their staffs to understand the impact of global MD on the OE. It is important to note actions conducted during global MD must be coordinated in advance. The limited TEW available during global MD operations precludes coordination during the engagement of threat ballistic missiles. Advanced planning is the cornerstone of successful global MD. Conducting analysis using the Space Capabilities Framework may reveal significant insights and understanding of the leaders, population, and OE. Analysis of each variable applied through the lens of both BMD and space capabilities that enable BMD contributes to a comprehensive understanding of the OE and how the OE may affect mission operations. The IAMD staff planner, in coordination with other staff planners, gains a holistic and detailed understanding of the impact BMD has in the OE. Not all operational variables apply to global MD. A brief description along with the considerations for how each applies to global MD follows. Lack of a specific operational variable is due to the limited connection a variable has to global MD. Note, not all operational variables may be easily applied to defense against ballistic missiles. Those variables not easily applied are not included. Political. Describes the distribution of responsibility and power at all levels of governance. May be formally constituted authorities, informal, or covert political powers. Covers everything from recognized state leader to the tribal leader in a local village. Does a threat's political environment support the use of ballistic missiles? What drives the political establishment's decision-making to employ ballistic missiles? Is the use of ballistic missiles likely to be politically supported? Do threat actor national politics support the use of ballistic missiles to deliver WMD or conventional munitions? Does attribution of actions from missile launches and state involvement drive public opinion? Does it drive political authorities? Confirmation of events and battle damage assessments. Military. Explores the military and/or paramilitary capabilities of all actors, including friendly, neutral, and enemy in a given OE. AMD staff planner should consider the threat's ability to obtain and intent to conduct a ballistic missile attack. AMD staff planner should consider host nation and unified action partner's ability to counter a ballistic missile attack, and whether they and neighboring states consider such operations as stabilizing or destabilizing. AMD staff planners should consider the impact that theater missile warning and shared early warning might have on regional stability and cooperation. AMD staff planners should consider the ability of threat actors and military to affect mission operations by placing Army, Joint, and Unified Action Partners in a denied, degraded, disrupted space OE, which could impact defensive operations. AMD staff planners should consider the dependency of threat actors' military on missile warning, SATCOM, and positioning, navigation, and timing capabilities, as well as counterspace operations. Economic. Encompasses individual and group behaviors related to producing, distributing, and consuming resources. AMD operations should consider financial means of regional actors to purchase ballistic missiles from a third party that may provide asymmetric advantages. Economic considerations are taken into account, but are not a significant driver when considering maximizing coverage of a defensive system. Economic considerations have a larger role when considering security from an economic stability perspective. Does the community have a high unemployment rate that makes it easy for threat actors to coerce or pay locals to become insider threats to either steal technologies or sabotage defenses? Missile warning and defense provides warning indications and protection opportunities. A missile attack could cause large-scale destruction of critical infrastructure and could cripple portions or an entire economic infrastructure. Placement of a BMD element is coordinated and arranged through contracts with the host nation. Contracts being large amounts of money to the host nation in the form of leased land, facility construction, often sourced using local material and labor, energy consumption, and facility support. Social. Describes the cultural, religious, and ethnic makeup within an OE and the beliefs, values, customs, behaviors, and public opinions of society members. Consider who the influential people are in the community. For example, are they religious leaders, tribal leaders, warlords, criminal bosses, or prominent families? Public opinion and the behavior of society's members toward global MD is largely driven by the political and information variables. If the political leaders look favorably on hosting United States global MD elements and disseminating favorable information, public opinion will likely respond in kind. If political leaders look negatively on the United States or hosting global MD elements and negative information is disseminated, society will have a negative perspective of hosting a global MD element on its soil. Attribution of actions from foreign missile launches and state involvement drives public opinion and political authorities. Information describes the nature, scope, characteristics, and effects of individuals, organizations, and systems that collect, process, disseminate, or act on information. How much access to news media or the internet do the local leaders, influential personnel, and general population have? Capabilities such as SATCOM foster access to internet and worldwide influences may be increased or decreased. Use of strategic messaging to disseminating information about theater ballistic missile warning, shared early warning, and global MD capabilities adds a level of deterrence to all but the most determined threat actors. Will warning reports be provided to allies and host nation for broadcast to civilian populations? Is it more important to have warning of all events, with the possibility of false events or no false reports, with some events being reported late or not at all? What is the tolerance for false missile warning reports? The host nation may have zero tolerance for false reports, which subject its citizens to panic or mass hysteria due to anticipating bogus attacks. Combatant commanders may have less restrictions on disseminating false reports of an attack to provide soldiers the opportunity to don mission-oriented protective posture gear. What are the assessed limitations of space-based infrared system when detecting missiles with short duration burn times versus the requirement to provide timely information dissemination? Infrastructure. Composed of the basic facilities, services, and installations needed for the functioning of a community or society. This may include the functionality of electrical generators and similar utility systems. The operations of most MD systems are designed to operate in unimproved areas where infrastructure may be austere. The only critical infrastructure is properly maintained roads capable of supporting large equipment with heavy loads, such as tractor trailers and fuel delivery trucks. The ability to plug into host nation electrical grids may be beneficial, but is not a necessity, as all deployable MD elements have the option to use generators to support both mission operations and site support power requirements. The infrastructure needs a support community. United States nationals, local population, or both is of significant consideration. If placed in an austere environment where no community exists, all necessary services, including lodging, mission and mission support facilities, protection, sustainment, must be provided by the United States government. If placed near an established community, local services may have the capacity to provide some level of services over the long term. Physical environment describes the degree to which the terrain imposes significant limitations on observation, maneuver, fires, and electromagnetic propagation, and includes natural geography, man-made structures, climate, weather, and hazards in the AOR. Helps determine factors such as what types of terrain or weather conditions in the AOR favor friendly, neutral, or enemy operations. IAMD staff planners should consider the effects of mountains, buildings, and other physical barriers on SATCOM and theater missile warning transmissions. Consider the degree to which the terrain imposes significant limitations on observation, electronic line of sight, and information collection assets, optics, and sensors. Complex terrain is a topographical area consisting of an urban center larger than a village, and or of two or more types of restrictive terrain or environmental conditions occupying the same space. Understanding and predicting the environmental impacts help to mitigate their effect through preparation, selecting different operating frequencies, boosting power, timing transmissions to occur during periods of minimum interference. In coordination with the staff weather officer, the space operations officer must monitor terrestrial and space weather and predict the effects on space systems. This coordination will enable development of courses of action to mitigate weather effects in support of Army operational planning and execution. Terrestrial weather affects space systems by way of clouds, rain, and thunderstorms. Clouds may block access of electro-optical sensors, which are part of the MD architecture. Rain may have effects on communication frequencies, and thunderstorms cause disturbances in the ionosphere and thermosphere. Considerations include: what effects will terrestrial or space weather have on missile warning and the impacts on global MD operations? What effects will space and terrestrial weather have on data gathered and transmitted by space assets regarding BMD elements? Time describes the timing and duration of activities, events, or conditions within an OE, as well as how the timing and duration are perceived by various actors in the OE. Timing helps determine factors, such as what times are people likely to congest roads or attend high-density events, or conduct activities that provide a cover for hostile operations. Global MD is a temporal fight. Short flight times and small TEW demand timely, persistent, reliable, and accurate threat detection indications that enable real-time defensive responses. Responses must be coordinated and shared prior to an attack to ensure efficiency. Combatant commanders should provide execution authority to subordinate forces according to planned guidance and rules of engagement prior to a ballistic missile threat. Subordinate commanders should be flexible and have the authority to adapt to the situation in accordance with the commander's intent when situations do not develop as the staff planners envisioned. IAMD staff planners help commanders and staffs understand the time constraints associated with MD. Planners must take into consideration the constraints and limitations on BMD systems' movement to locations required to provide defense and plan to have the systems in place prior to the start of hostilities. Although engagement authorization is centralized, effective engagement required decentralized execution for weapon system fire control. The speed at which attacking ballistic missiles can travel and the range and the speed at which intercepts occur makes rapid responses essential. Centralized execution would cause unnecessary delays, limit response, and have a negative impact on the TEW. Mission variables. Commanders and staffs require a mission analysis focused on their specific situation. Upon receipt of a warning order or mission, Army Tactical Echelon staff planners filter relevant information from the broader scoped operational variables identified by the operational headquarters to narrow their focus into information that directly affects their specific mission using the mission variables. Mission variables are used by staff planners during mission analysis to facilitate situational understanding when developing plans. Mission variables are the categories of relevant military information used for planning operations as part of the joint planning process. Mission analysis uses the mission variables as a construct for developing plans and are used during intelligence analysis to facilitate situational awareness and provide situational understanding of the threats. The mission variables use the mnemonic MET-TCI and stands for Mission, Enemy, Terrain and Weather, Troops and Support Available, Time Available, Civil Considerations, Informational Considerations. Note, informational consideration is not an independent variable, but an important component integrated into each variable to which leaders should pay particular attention when developing their understanding of a situation. The informational considerations, human, information, and physical, are aspects of an OE that affect how humans and automated systems derive meaning from, use, act upon, and are impacted by information. An effective mission analysis considers the potential impact BMD capabilities have within an OE. The staff planners participate in planning to help form the problem statement, mission statement, planning guidance, initial commander's critical information requirements, and essential elements of friendly information. IAMD staff planners use the mission variables to identify critical BMD-related information applicable to mission planning. These provide the baseline for selecting the right capabilities to be used. Knowing the mission, threats, and OE allows commanders to identify and plan for the optimal capability package. Failure to identify or misidentify the effect mission variables might have on operations can hinder decision-making and result in the development of an ineffective battle plan. The staff planner has to consider hazards, conditions, threats, hostile actions, and vulnerabilities, system characteristics, which may impact the mission, in addition to the human, information, and physical informational considerations, which includes appropriate site locations, meeting space, and defense design requirements. Global MD operations are focused on ensuring hazards, threats, and vulnerabilities are mitigated as much as possible. Changing nature of an operational environment. An OE is not static, but continually evolves. This evolution results from opposing forces and actors, organizations and individuals, interacting, and their ability to learn and adapt. As actors take action within an OE, the OE changes. It is critically important commanders and staff should not view actors or the OE as static. Both constantly change over time. Actors may become less or more hostile over time. Commanders, staffs, and soldiers should continuously reassess an OE to identify changing conditions. The complex and dynamic nature of an OE may make attribution and determining the relationship between cause and effect difficult. Fundamental to mission success is the ability for IAMD to anticipate and analyze potential problems and develop solutions. Based on their understanding and analysis of a problem, IAMD staff planners select and apply the right solutions to perform required tasks. Further adding to the challenge, the OE remains dynamic throughout all phases of conflict. Understanding an OE is an ongoing, iterative process that continues throughout an operation. The iterative steps are critical for a constantly evolving discipline like global MD operations. An OE consists of many interrelated variables and subvariables, as well as the relationships and interactions among those variables and subvariables. The OE during planning is different from the OE at the start of operations and will likely be significantly different from the OE at the end of operations. Summary of strategic threats. Ballistic missile threats are numerous and increasing. New and innovative technologies, including BMD countermeasures, multiple RVs, maneuverable RVs, and controllable hypersonic glide capabilities, have increased the challenge. The development of structured attack tactics, techniques, and procedures, TTP, expand the complexity of protecting the United States homeland and friendly forces. Threat actors can acquire modern missiles with WMD capabilities and adapt dual-use technologies to increase their offensive missile capacity. Ballistic missiles and WMD capabilities are frequently linked. Global MD addresses the cross-AOR ballistic missile threats from state and non-state actors who may align with rogue states. The deception and denial capabilities, engagement ranges, mobility, and lethality of ballistic missiles have significantly increased. Ballistic missiles are instruments of political coercion. Political targets include civilian population centers and government, cultural, and religious structures and locations. Additionally, propaganda value exists in attacking the United States and multinational forces to show their vulnerability. Global MD sensors support multi-domain operations to contribute solutions to counter theater anti-access A2 and area denial AD strategies. Anti-access is action, activity, or capability, usually long-range, designed to prevent an advancing enemy force from entering an operational area, JP3O. Area denial is action, activity, or capability, usually short-range, designed to limit an enemy force's freedom of action within an operational area, JP3O. Threats may employ A2 and AD strategies to prevent the buildup of United States forces. Threat actors may target population centers, infrastructure supporting United States power projection capabilities, such as sea and airports, or specific military and political targets. In an A2 and AD environment, the availability of global MD and the protection it provides is critical. This is because the use of WMD is more likely during the A2 and AD phases. For a given operation, proper assessment for counter-air planning should take into account the possibility that initial attacks may employ ballistic missiles in conjunction with other systems. Attacks may likely be against a variety of targets, such as BMD sites, sensor elements, communications nodes, key infrastructure, key civilian facilities, and population centers. The contemporary and emerging missile threat from hostile states is fundamentally different from that of the Cold War and requires a different approach to deterrence and new tools for defense. The strategic logic of the past may not apply to these new threats, and we cannot be wholly dependent on our capability to deter them. Compared to the former Soviet Union, their leaderships often are more risk-prone. These leaders also see weapons of mass destruction as weapons of choice and not of last resort. Weapons of mass destruction are their most lethal means to compensate for our conventional strength and to allow them to pursue their objectives through force, coercion, and intimidation. The probability that a missile with a weapon of mass destruction will be used against United States forces or interests is higher today than during most of the Cold War, and it will continue to grow as the capabilities of potential adversaries mature. National Security Presidential Directive 23. Cyberspace is a global domain within the OE. Cyberspace operations rely on an interdependent network of information technology infrastructures, including telecommunications networks, computer systems, the internet, embedded processors and controllers, and the content that flows across and through these components, JP3-12. Global MD depends upon cyberspace operations for interacting with and connecting to Global MD elements and the C2 BMC system. Each service is required to provide assured network and information system availability, information protection, and information delivery for C2 BMC system operations. Threat actors continuously use the cyberspace domain to achieve their own purposes. Commanders conduct thorough intelligence preparation of the battlefield in order to assess and address all risks to global MD operations. Peer and near-peer competitors. The United States constantly has to consider emerging trends when assessing the threat to its national security. Peer and near-peer threat actors are transforming the geopolitical landscape with dramatic impacts. This ever-evolving OE plays a potential role in every national security decision. Identity-based extremism continues to have a significant worldwide and regional impact, rallying ethnic, political, ideological, and national belief systems and likely involve leaders with an internal outlook. Peer threats to the United States continue to be capable of attacking the United States homeland with ICBMs armed with nuclear weapons. India and Pakistan's aggressive and provocative missile development programs may pose a threat to regional stability, but neither are direct adversarial threats to the United States. North Korea and Iran are persistent threats with aspirations for long-range ballistic missile development programs that pose a threat to both United States national security and regional stability. Non-peer competitors. Evolving nation-states, once modeled on the United States and Russian forces, now take identities more distinctive to their own traditions and societies. A nation-state is a sovereign state where most of the people are united by factors which define the nation, such as language, culture, social ideology, religion, ethnicity, or common descent. It is a more accurate description than a country which may not have a predominant ethnic group and borders determined based on geographical features, such as rivers and mountain ranges. The nation-state is an idea where borders align with cultural boundaries. Alliances with larger nations to obtain subsidized weapons and forces for protection are no longer desired or required. Evolving nation-states seek ballistic missiles with WMD capability to gain prestige, achieve deterrence, and exercise coercive diplomacy in the international community. Unconcerned with safety, reliability, or proliferation concerns, some nation-states, which may be characterized as having governments with terrorists or extremist connections, rapidly advance their weapon programs by any means. A nation-state willing to use WMD for ideological beliefs poses a significant threat. Asymmetric ballistic missile defense threats. Many threat actors closely observe current United States capabilities in an effort to identify and exploit weaknesses using unconventional approaches. Sophisticated threat actors may use asymmetric capabilities or approaches. Asymmetric approaches typically use unsophisticated methods to negate United States BMD capabilities and avoid a direct match with United States strengths. Fundamental capabilities a threat actor may pursue to counter United States strengths include WMD. One possible tactic is long-range ballistic missile attack with WMD against major population centers. Moreover, threats can simultaneously conduct asymmetric attacks at the strategic, militarily, and politically, operational, and tactical levels. At the strategic level, militarily, attacks could include limited ballistic missile strikes with nuclear devices or biological and chemical agents. These weapons have psychological, physiological, and geopolitical effects. Politically, terrorists can attempt to disrupt or intimidate civilian activity, thus preventing the flow of war materials to ports and airfields. At the operational level, a denied, degraded, and disrupted space operational environment, D3SOE, or cyberspace attack, can disrupt the transfer of information, leaving global MD elements unable to communicate in a timely manner. A cyberspace attack against programmable logic controllers or supervisory control and data acquisition systems may destroy, neutralize, or reduce the effectiveness of global MD elements. At the tactical level, special operations forces or terrorists could attack global MD sites or nodes in the confusion resulting from cyberspace or WMD attacks. Within multi-domain operations, it is likely a threat will use ballistic missile attacks on ports, airfields, and other staging areas as part of their A2 and AD strategies. It is anticipated a threat's A2 and AD strategies will involve using all available weapons to create a layered defense in depth. The idea behind these strategies is to impose such a high cost on United States forces that they will either not engage or not be successful when engaging. Even limited ballistic missile attacks on OCONUS United States bases, ports, airfields, staging areas, and sanctuaries may be sufficient to significantly impede any joint and allied force. A deliberate or unauthorized ballistic missile attack could precede or accompany a conventional attack on global MD systems. Threats to installations where global MD elements are deployed include those associated with high-priority defense. These threats may be ground, air, sea, space, or cyberspace-based, and include attacks on facilities and telecommunication systems. Further threats may include terrorist attacks, sabotage, and special operations. Threat capabilities. The OE confronting the United States today is always changing and drastically different from the recent past. The OE has become increasingly complex, and the United States faces growing peer threats from WMD nation-states who can deliver these weapons worldwide using ballistic missiles and emerging technologies. These threats range from terrorism to ballistic missiles intended to intimidate, coerce, inflict large-scale damage, and create mass casualties for the United States, our friends, and allies. Globalization has brought rapid and significant change to threats faced by the United States and continues to be a defining feature of global MD. WMD can cause widespread damage and kill large numbers of human beings, animals, and plants. WMD includes chemical, biological, radiological, and nuclear weapons, excluding their means of transport and delivery where such means is a separable and divisible part of the weapon. The threat of WMD has a profound impact on diplomatic, informational, military, and economic instruments of national power. Army forces face a variety of ballistic missile threats, all with varying degrees of range and accuracy. While a peer or near-peer threat may have an extensive inventory of varying types of ballistic missiles, lesser-equipped threat forces have more limited options. Most threats will employ their ballistic missiles to create depth. The types of ballistic missiles with which a threat actor is equipped will likely determine how much depth a threat actor can create. While peer competitors can create a layered defense extending all the way from Army Forces assembly areas in assigned areas of operations back to continental United States located bases, non-peer competitors might only be able to attack once Army Forces arrive in the theater of operations. Other threats might have ballistic missiles with even more limited range, but that still enable them to hold tactical army forces, especially C2, assembly areas, and sustainment sites at risk. Because the cost of building and maintaining ballistic missile capability is high, threat forces tend to employ these weapons against targets they assess will create favorable effects. Ballistic missile attacks from rogue nations are envisioned in three potential limited attack scenarios. Authorized attack. Leaders of a nation-state, multinational forces, or non-state actors, including terrorists, can authorize a premeditated launch against the United States. Unauthorized attack. Insurgent groups or other radical elements can perpetrate a premeditated attack against the United States by a nation-state, multinational force, or group, but is not accidental. Accidental launch. Unintended launches can result from a random event, such as mechanical failure or human error, that threatens the United States homeland. Close-range, short-range, and medium-range ballistic missiles. CRBMs have a range between 0 and 300 kilometers. SRBMs have a range from 301 to 1,000 kilometers. And MRBM have a range between 1,001 and 3,000 kilometers. Many nation-states field CRBM or SRBM weapons, and larger states considered as regional powers field CRBMs, SRBMs, and MRBMs. Mobility increases the survivability of ballistic missiles and complicates Army forces' targeting efforts. Many threat actors field both fixed and mobile missile launchers. Their effectiveness is increasing along with the easy access to high technology necessary for ballistic missiles. CRBMs, SRBMs, and MRBMs perform four primary threat functions. Increase regional prestige. Intimidate regional competitors. Deter threats by increasing the cost of aggression by external threats. Reinforce diplomatic efforts. Intermediate range ballistic missiles. IRBMs are a class of missiles with a range of 3,001 to 5,500 kilometers. IRBMs are typically employed for strategic effect and hold Army forces at risk at considerable range. Because of their considerable range, the employment of IRBMs by any nation, either as a demonstration or against a specific target, might be interpreted as escalatory. Some threat actors field mobile IRBMs. Mobile IRBMs enjoy the same benefits as mobile MRBMs, principally the benefit of increased survivability by complicating Army forces' targeting activities. Relatively few nations field IRBMs. Modern IRBMs can be designed with a variety of features that increase the likelihood of a successful strike as well as increase strike effectiveness. These advanced features include varying trajectories, evasive maneuvers, and employing decoys. A single IRBM can carry multiple RVs, which may deploy early to increase the likelihood of striking a single or multiple targets. IRBMs perform two primary threat functions: pose a threat to forward-deployed United States forces and theater allies, deliver a variety of payloads with little or no warning. Intercontinental ballistic missiles. ICBMs are a class of missiles with a range of greater than 5,500 kilometers. ICBMs are so named because they have intercontinental range. Traditionally, ICBMs carry nuclear weapons. Because of the very high cost of developing and maintaining ICBMs, and the relatively low number of nuclear-armed nations, correspondingly few nations field an ICBM-capable force. Russia, China, India, and North Korea are the only nations other than the United States known to field ICBMs. ICBMs can be fixed or mobile. Modern ICBMs can carry multiple warheads, and a single missile can strike multiple targets. ICBMs can carry other than nuclear warheads, but this is atypical. Modern ICBMs employ all the same technologies as do modern IRBMs to increase the likelihood of a successful attack and maximize effectiveness. ICBMs perform one primary threat function: strategic deterrence. Foreign ballistic missiles pose a unique threat to the security of the United States homeland because they provide an effective vehicle for delivering nuclear, chemical, or biological weapons globally. While WMD can be delivered by a variety of means, including aircraft and artillery, missile-delivered WMD garners the most domestic and international attention. Countries with the WMD missile capabilities have the potential to influence the actions of other countries regionally or globally with the threat of destroying population centers and national infrastructure of countries. Ballistic missiles are relatively inexpensive compared with their ability to penetrate defenses and strike strategic targets. Submarine-launched ballistic missiles. The range of a submarine-launched ballistic missile, SLBM, can vary, but are usually IRBM and ICBM-class missiles. The defining characteristics of SLBMs are various degrees of stealth, mobility, and ability to loiter near their intended targets imparted to them by the nature of the submarine. These characteristics greatly increase the threat actor's ability to strike targets at shorter range, reducing the time friendly forces have to defend against the attack, and the number of BMD systems they might engage. SLBMs allow retaliation and impose a high cost to the opponent that chooses a nuclear first strike. Because SLBMs can be from any class of ballistic missile, nations may equip them with a variety of payloads intended for different target types and to accomplish a variety of objectives. Modern SLBMs employ the same technologies as IRBMs and ICBMs to increase the likelihood of a successful attack and maximize effectiveness. Threat SLBMs perform the following primary threat functions: strategic deterrence, increased weapon system survivability, likelihood of a successful first strike, increased likelihood of being able to respond to a first strike. The missile threat to the United States, allies, and forward-deployed forces include all varieties of ballistic missiles. Although technologically far more difficult to develop and deploy, SLBMs are a challenge to defend against because once a submarine carrying ballistic missiles is submerged at sea, the ability to predict and prevent a SLBM strike becomes inherently much more difficult. Ballistic missile proliferation. Missiles have become a delivery system of choice, a symbol of national might for some countries, and they remain a central element in the military arsenals of nations around the globe. Nation-states willingly devote scarce resources in efforts to develop or acquire ballistic missiles, build the infrastructures necessary to sustain development and production, and actively pursue technologies, materials, and personnel on the world market to compensate for domestic shortfalls, gain increased expertise, and potentially shorten development timelines. many available ballistic missiles have advanced from liquid to solid propellant technologies. Solid propellant ballistic missiles have inherent operational advantages over liquid-fueled systems, including stable fuel, safer operations, and road mobile launchers. Estimates of the missile threat to the United States homeland continue to be controversial for a number of reasons. One reason is many missile programs have moved underground and hidden in a country's civilian aerospace industry, making it much harder for intelligence organizations to track development. Today, the United States homeland is presumed to be within range of ballistic missiles from Russia, China, and North Korea. Many other countries have missiles within range of United States overseas forces, facilities, and interests. Several countries are attempting to procure or develop longer-range ballistic missiles to accurately deliver WMD over great distances. There is concern a regional power, rogue state, or non-state actor undeterred by stringent political and military controls over WMD could launch an attack against the United States. The number of missile production and development facilities is increasing. A small number of countries have been exporting missiles or missile production facilities for decades, and more countries are entering the ballistic missile market as suppliers. Availability of nuclear material on the world market increases through clandestine sales, covert transfers, or outright thefts. Arms control agreements are no longer the assurance against proliferation. A number of nations fail to comply with existing treaties and non-proliferation agreements. Today, countries quickly transfer missile technologies, components, and complete systems to other countries and nation-states. Challenges to ballistic missile defense. There are four persistent and emerging challenges for Army BMD. However, the challenges are neither precise nor discrete, and in most situations overlap combatant commanders' AORs, occur simultaneously, or offer no easily discernible transition from one challenge to another. Many of these threats include non-state actors who may not be deterred by our overwhelming military superiority and are actually motivated by the prestige that comes with challenging a world power. The threat environment presents four types of security challenges. Traditional challenges. Traditional challenges to BMD include the enemy's deception and denial capabilities, the ability to attack with little or no warning, and an overmatch in quantities of ballistic missiles to interceptors. Irregular challenges. Irregular challenges to BMD include attack from rogue nation-states, non-state actors, unauthorized attacks, and accidental launches. Catastrophic challenges. Catastrophic challenges to BMD include a preemptive or overwhelming first strike attack that poses an existential threat, use of WMD to disable or destroy communications and national leadership. Disruptive challenges. Threat actors are developing and fielding advanced delivery methods designed to counter Army MDs in all missile categories. Threat actors seek to buy the latest ballistic missiles in niche areas to counteract key United States capabilities. Examples include ballistic and other missile systems, solid fuel boosters, WMD, sophisticated RVs with early release submunitions, penetration devices, terminal guidance systems, electromagnetic warfare weapons, and assets with the capability to degrade advanced United States systems. Seek to acquire the most advanced technologies, which include breakthrough technology which are perceived to be the most effective against perceived United States strengths, particularly United States reliance on digital technologies, the space domain, and communications. Make extensive use of space capabilities, cyberspace capabilities, electromagnetic warfare, and the use of electromagnetic weapons or jammers to disrupt, delay, or degrade United States forces' active MD measures and C2 capabilities. Threat actors can present disruptive challenges to BMD with little time and monetary investments because of readily available commercial products such as SATCOM, imagery, navigation signals, and weather data. Space capabilities' impact on global missile defense. Space capabilities are integral to timely and accurate missile warning. Space assets provide critical SATCOM, precision timing, surveillance, and reconnaissance information, support to C2, and weather observations, all of which directly contribute to successful defensive operations. Threat actors may use extensive counterspace operations, ranging from passive means such as denial and deception to more active means such as ground segment attack, sabotage, and electromagnetic attack to degrade BMD capabilities. Commercial space launch vehicles pose a unique threat. Space launch vehicles represent a dual-use technology. A space launch vehicle capable of launching an object into a low Earth orbit is capable of delivering a weapon anywhere in the world in less than an hour. A space launch vehicle can place a weapon in space to destroy MD-reliant space-based capabilities. As commercial access to space expands, so does the threat of ballistic missile attack against the United States homeland. Combatant commanders must remain cognizant and vigilant for the potential of a space launch to be a disguised ballistic missile attack. Refer to FM3-14 for more information on Army space operations. Information threats to ballistic missile defense. The threats to the BMD communications network infrastructure are genuine, worldwide in origin, technically multifaceted, and growing. Today's threats come from individuals and groups motivated by military, political, social, cultural, religious, or personal gain. Threat information efforts against global MD elements use many capabilities, including offensive space operations, offensive cyberspace operations, electromagnetic warfare, the use of electromagnetic weapons or jammers, psychological operations, and deception. These capabilities are used in concert with specified supporting and related capabilities to affect or defend information, information systems, and to influence decision-making. Globalization of networked communications creates vulnerabilities due to increased access to our information infrastructure from points around the world. Threats against computers, computer systems, and networks vary by the level of hostility, peacetime, conflict, or war, by technical capabilities, and by motivation. The bottom line is that threats to all forces, from strategic to tactical, exist from a variety of new and different sources, and they exist on a continuing basis even during periods of relative peace.